Echoes of distant thunder rippled across the ruins of Silvergate, the once gleaming coastal city that had crowned the eastern seaboard in wolf-crafted marble and glass. Now, scorched banners fluttered like torn memories between skeletal high-rises, and salt-laden winds carried the iron scent of a war that refused to die. In the hush before dawn, Isadora Hayes stepped from the shell of an abandoned subway exit, boots crunching over shattered tiles, heart hammering in rhythms older than the colonial streets beneath her feet. She tasted the night, ash and brine, then let her heightened senses unfurl. Somewhere beyond the harbor's jagged silhouette, she could feel him, Roaring Wolf, the dethroned alpha whose life had once braided so tightly with hers that their pulses had moved in tandem. Those days belonged to another lifetime, a time before treason and betrayal splintered the shifter accord and turned lovers into fugitives. Isadora adjusted the hood of her charcoal trench, concealing the silver glint of the sigil burned into her collarbone, a half-moon encircling two crossed swords. It marked her as a descendant of the ancient Lunacrest line, sworn to preserve harmony between humans and wolf shifters. Yet duty had proven fragile in the face of ambition. Power-hungry primes inside Roran's own pack had conspired with human zealots, igniting a conflict so brutal it crumpled an entire kingdom overnight. In the carnage, Roran was blamed and banished, a living symbol of a shattered order. And Isadora? She had been forced to watch from the shadows, first as mediator, then as deserter, finally as survivor. A metallic skitter echoed down the boulevard. Instinct flared, she crouched behind a toppled statue of Columbia, eyes narrowing to slits. Three men advanced in staggered formation, cloaked in midnight tactical gear. Scry sentinels, the crown's new watchdogs for roguelikens. Their visors shimmered red, scanning for heat signatures. Isadora's pulse pounded, her wolf stirred, craving the freedom of fur and fawn. But she muted the shift. One misstep would give away everything she'd come to reclaim. Focus on the mission, she reminded herself. Find Roran. Learn the truth. Decide if a kingdom, if a heart, could be rebuilt. With silent grace, she darted through alleyways mapped only in her memory, bypassing sensor grids and glyph-warded checkpoints. Each block replayed moments she tried to bury. Her first patrol with Roran beneath neon street lamps, an oath whispered before the old court's alabaster pillars. The midnight they planned to unite human council and wolf senate into one body. All dreams reduced to dust. When the city's outer barricades finally lay behind her, Isadora slipped into the undercroft of an abandoned amphitheater. Moonlight streamed through broken lattice, illuminating moss-cloaked seats that once hosted diplomatic summits. There, standing amid fractured spotlights and choking vines, was Roran. Time ceased. He was broader than memory, shoulders roped with lean muscle, hair hewn shorter than the wild mane she used to braid. Scars traced angular maps across his jaw and forearms, battle narratives she'd never heard. Yet the raw magnetism remained, that quiet gravity that pulled her toward him even when logic screamed retreat. Roran's honey amber eyes widened. Isadora. Her name left his lips like prayer and warning entwined. You shouldn't be here. Neither should you, she countered, voice steady despite the storm inside. The sentinels on 7th Street are sweeping east. If they pinpoint your aura, they won't. He gestured to sigil stones embedded along the stage's perimeter, each pulsing with azure runes. Bloodwoven wards. I'm invisible to their tech for now. Isadora stepped closer, breath trembling with unspoken questions. Then why risk returning at all? After what they did to you, what they accused you of, most exiles would disappear into the Rockies and never look back. His jaw tautened. Because this city still bleeds, ISA. And because the truth of the coup lies buried beneath its foundations, truth our enemies fear more than silver bullets. A flicker of hope and dread ignited behind her ribs. You have proof. He reached into a weather-worn satchel and withdrew a crystalline data shard. Within its facets danced holographic images of council chambers, transaction ledgers, and wolf-sealed decrees. Encrypted testimony, he said. It chronicles who armed the zealots, who poisoned the council, and who framed me for treason. If released, it could restore the crown and expose traitors in both species. Isadora's breath caught. Redemption for him, vindication for her lineage, but also a spark that could reignite civil war if wielded rashly. "Why show me?" "Because I need someone I trust to decide it's fake," he replied, eyes searching hers. "And because trust is the last thing either of us owns." Silence stretched, thick with ghosts and longing. Finally, she asked, "What do you need from me?" "Escort," he answered softly. The Shard must reach the Skyhaven Conclave in Chicago before the lunar solstice. They're the only neutral authority left. But every sentinel between here and there will kill to stop us. His gaze softened. "Will you walk beside me again?" Her throat tightened. She remembered the feel of his heartbeat beneath her palms, the way his laugh echoed across riverbanks. But she also remembered flames devouring Parliament and the order to hunt him down. "If the Shard's truth is real, I'll see it delivered. For the kingdom's sake." A beat passed. "For hours? I don't know." Unexpected pain flickered in Roran's eyes. He nodded, then let the road decide. A rumble shook the amphitheater. Sentinels spilled through the aisle entrances, lasers slicing through pillars. Isadora cursed, instinct snapping to action. "Looks like the road started speaking." Roran flashed a grim smile. "Then we answer." He vaulted from the stage with preternatural speed, intercepting the first sentinel. A flash of claws, a crack of bone, and the soldier crumpled. Isadora unsheathed twin silver-edged short swords, their hilts engraved with Lunacrest scripture. She danced among incoming hostiles, steel singing arcs of moonlight. Sparks exploded as blades met arc rifle barrels, electricity crackled across masonry. Through it all, Isadora and Roran moved like mirrored halves of a long-severed whole, anticipating, covering, circling. Old rhythms rekindled, undeniable and fierce. Yet each exchange glance carried the weight of unspoken betrayal, as if every strike whispered, "Can I still trust you? Will you stay?" When the last sentinel fell, alarms wailed across distant districts. They had minutes at best before reinforcements arrived. Chest heaving, Isadora turned to Roran. "We can't outrun their drones forever. We'll need transport, secure, untraceable." Roran wiped blood from his brow. "Then we ride north along the Appalachian Wolfway. There's a smuggler convoy leaving just before dawn. They ferry artifacts and people in exchange for secrets." "Secrets," she echoed, eyeing the Shard. "Seems we have plenty." The Alpha inclined his head. "Enough to buy passage. Maybe enough to buy back tomorrow." Isadora hesitated, fingertips brushing the fractured emblem on his leather pauldron, the same crest she once wore at his side. She met his gaze. "Tomorrow only matters if we survive tonight." "Together, ISA," he murmured, voice rough with promise and sorrow. "Or not at all." A single howl split the wreckage outside, an elite sentinel lieutenant marking their position. Floodlights ignited, painting the crumbling amphitheater in harsh white. From every corridor, boots thundered. Isadora sheathed her blades. "Time's up." Roran locked the Shard inside a bio-coated bracer on his forearm, then offered her his hand. "One leap," he whispered, "into the unknown, like the first night we pledged ourselves under the cedar moon." Her pulse stuttered. She remembered that moon, silver and whole, before crowns shattered and hearts fractured. With a breath, she seized his hand, sparks skittering up her arm. They sprinted toward a breach in the wall just as plasma rounds scorched the air behind them. They dove into the Daunton streets, where shadows and hope intermingled like twin threads of fate. Helicopter rotors thundered overhead. Sirens converged. Yet amid the chaos, Isadora felt something she hadn't in years, the fragile thrill of possibility. She glanced sideways. Roran's eyes met hers, fierce and unwavering. For the first time since the kingdom fell, they ran the same path. And in that heartbeat, past wrongs and future perils collapsed into pure, breathless embrace. Horizons blurred into streaks of indigo as the stolen grav cycle barked across the cracked interstate, its mag tires skimming potholes left by artillery months before. Wind tore at Isadora's hood, lashing sable hair against goggles while neon dashboard runes flickered warnings in Erwolf glyphs, power cell. 37%, stealth field, unstable. Behind them, the night glimmered with predator red drone lights, sentinels in relentless pursuit, and every mile marker felt like a pulse inside an artery too close to rupture. Perched behind her, Roran kept one hand on the cycle's frame and the other on the bio-coated bracer that hid the crystalline shard. His gaze scanned dark horizons, calculating angles, escape vectors, the pattern of search beams raking the hills. Yet even in dire flight, he found himself studying Isadora's profile. The fierce line of her jaw, the icy focus in eyes once softened by laughter. Under Moon Silver, he could almost imagine the future they forfeited, and it speared him with hope sharp enough to bleed. "For clicks to the rendezvous," he shouted over the thrumming engine. "Smugglers won't wait." Isadora leaned into a hard turn, sparks spitting as the cycle skimmed median rails. "Tell them we bring their weight in secrets," she called back. "They'll wait." But as they crested a ridge, a volley of magnetic rounds stitched the asphalt ahead, detonating in white-hot plumes. Isadora swerved, tires shrieking. The cycle fishtailed before she wrestled it straight. Overhead, a gunship banked, searchlight carving brutal arcs. "Scry Vulture class," Roran muttered. "We'll never outrun its sensors. Then we blind them." Isadora kicked a side panel. A cluster of smoke grenades ejected, billowing cobalt clouds that churned into the updraft. Vision dampeners scrambled infrared, but the reprieve would last seconds. Roran unclipped a pulse mine from his belt. "Bridge ahead. If we cut the span after crossing, the gunship will lose line of sight." Isadora glanced at the looming steel trestle over a ravine swathed in Appalachian mist. "Do it." They hurtled onto the bridge, metal grating beneath. Halfway across, Roran leapt from the seat, planted the mine against a central girder, and vaulted back just as Isadora accelerated to the far side. The moment tires hit gravel, he triggered detonation. A thunderous roar split night, the trestle folded in fiery origami, hurling debris into the abyss. The gunship veered, engines howling as concrete dust blinded its optics. Seizing the moment, they veered onto an overgrown service road canopied by oak and pine. Minutes later, drone hum faded. Only cicadas and the distant rush of river remained. Isadora slowed near a derelict ranger station cloaked in ivy. A dim lantern flickered beneath its portico, signal beacon of the Ironwood Syndicate, smugglers notorious for moving contraband across shattered state lines. When the cycle powered down, silence felt deafening. A door creaked. A tall woman stepped out, duster coat swirling like charcoal smoke. Moonlight glinted off copper skin and lupine eyes, clearly a shifter, though her scent carried desert sage rather than eastern cedar. On her belt hung twin revolvers with ivory wolf heads. "Name's Carmine Reyes," she drawled. "You're late, fugitives." Roran lifted palms. "Trade offer. Safe passage to Chicago. Payment. Intel that can topple the Scry Regency." He tapped his bracer. Carmine's brow arched. Big talk from a broken crown. Isadora tensed, recognizing the outlaw's surname. Reyes was once allied to Silvergate's royal guard, until a massacre left her clan decimated. Rumor said she trafficked souls now. Loyalty auctioned to the highest bidder. Trusting her felt like dancing on broken glass. Sensing the tension, Carmine sighed. "Relax, princess. I may sell secrets, but I don't deal in corpses. The convoy leaves in 20. She gestured to a line of camouflaged transport rigs idling beneath trees, anti-radar netting draped over cargo. Roran frowned. "We'll ride inside?" "That depends on whether you're bringing trouble. Got a bounty on your head, Wolf. 50 grand and a seat at the regent's table. Half the syndicate wants you gift-wrapped." Her gaze flicked to Isadora. "And you, Lunacrest emissary?" A smirk. "Double prizes." Isadora stepped forward, voice steel. "Deliver us and you aid the very regime that slaughtered your kin at Red Mesa." Carmine's jaw twitched. Memories flashed behind amber eyes, gunfire beneath crimson skies, wolves falling amidst dust. Slowly, she holstered her weapons. "Touché. Payment accepted. Load up." They boarded the last rig, a repurposed troop carrier lined with crates of relics. Obsidian fangs, ceremonial tomes, even a desiccated branch from the mythic World Ash. As air brakes hissed and engines rumbled, Carmine secured the bay, then tossed Roran a battered comm earpiece. "Stay quiet. If Scry checkpoints scan us, you're shadows," she warned. The convoy rumbled onto a Forest Service track veiled by ancient trees. Inside the dim cargo hold, neon strips lent pallid light. Isadora and Roran sat opposite each other on crates, silent but not at rest. Finally, Roran exhaled. When I left Silvergate, I thought losing the crown was penance enough. But seeing you tonight, knowing what my exile cost you, hurts worse than any exile. Isadora's gaze softened and hardened in the same breath. You didn't choose exile. You were forced by lies I failed to stop. We both carry blame. He leaned forward. Yet I still wonder. If we expose the conspirators, will you stand with me when the kingdom calls? Silence pooled. The metal floor vibrated beneath them as the rig climbed switchbacks, shadows strobing across their faces. Isadora answered in a whisper. I'll stand with the truth. If that truth restores you, I'll decide when the crown is real, not shattered. Before he could reply, the rig lurched. Brake lights flared red through canvas flaps. Carmine's voice crackled over intercom. Checkpoint ahead. Scry and human militia. Stay invisible. Roran activated the shard's cloaking aura. Runes shimmered blue, masking their shifter pheromones. Isadora pressed fingertips to the silver sigil at her throat. Ancestral wards flared, cloaking human heat signature. Outside, harsh spotlights swept the convoy. Static-laced voices barked orders. Dogs snarled. The rig's doors groaned open. Footsteps, two, maybe three troopers, clanked up the ramp. Isadora's heartbeat drummed. Through a slit between crates, she glimpsed black boots and rifle muzzles. One soldier swung a thermal scanner. Its lens paused over their hiding nook. Numbers flickered. Hold breath, she willed. Roran's hand found hers beneath a crate lip, steady grounding. The trooper muttered, scanner glitch. Reading cold pockets. Another voice cursed about faulty gear. After 10 seconds, boots retreated. Door slammed. Convoy crawled forward. Air rushed from Isadora's lungs. But relief died when Carmine's whisper cut through the earpieces. Rig 5 just transmitted a silent alarm. Someone tipped the checkpoint. Roran tensed. Which rig is 5? Ours, Carmine replied. An impact rocked the carrier. Bullet spray peppered steel. Tires screeched, the driver shouted. Outside, spotlights painted night into blazing noon as militia jeeps pursued. Carmine slid down a ladder into the bay, coat billowing, revolvers drawn. We've got a mole in my crew, she spat. Who else wants that bounty? A slim figure emerged from shadows behind engine crates, Silas Greer, a syndicate scout with owl gray eyes. He trained an assault pistol on Carmine. Sorry, Cap 50 grand buys my sister's freedom. Traitor, Carmine hissed, fangs elongating. He cocked the pistol. Drop weapons. Roran rose, palms raised. Silas, think. The Regent's promise is poison. Take the money, and they'll cage your sister harder. The scout's jaw worked. Hope's all I have. Isadora slid from her perch, voice soft. Then trade hope for certainty. Let us free her once the Regent falls. Silas's pistol wavered. Outside, gunfire riddled metal. Carmine's crew exchanged shots through slits. The rig swayed dangerously. Isadora stepped closer. If you kill us, the coup's architects win. Your sister stays leveraged forever. She pointed at the shard's glowing lines. But with this, we end their rule and debts. Conflict shredded Silas's face. Tears glimmered. Finally, he lowered the gun. Tell her I chose family over fear. He tossed the weapon aside. Carmine exhaled, eyes blazing. She cuffed him swiftly yet gently. You'll stand trial before the syndicate, but your heart's not beyond saving. Suddenly, the rig's roof peeled under a magnetic grappler. Sentinel strike team rappelled through swirling sparks. Chaos detonated. Carmine fired, dropping two. Roran lunged, claws unsheathed midair, slashing cables. Soldiers crashed onto crates. Isadora drew her lunacrest blades. A sentinel swung an energy baton. She parried. Riposte slicing through armor gaps. Sparks hissed, ozone stung. But the last trooper hurled an EMP grenade, device skittering at Roran's feet. His eyes widened. The shard. EMP surge could fry its encryption beyond recovery. No, Isadora Dove, catching the grenade mid-bounce. Momentum sent her sprawling beside an open hatch. Pulse ticking zero, She hurled the device outside an instant before detonation. A violet flare swallowed the ravine, shockwave buffeting the rig. The floor tilted. Tires lost traction. The carrier skidded toward a cliff edge. Carmine roared into the comm, drivers down. Rig's going over. Metal screamed. Gravity yanked. Crates smashed against walls, pinning Silas. Roran grabbed Isadora as the rear section buckled, daylight gaping beyond torn siding. For a breathless second, the world hung on a hinge between doom and deliverance. The cab snapped its coupling. Forward half of the rig lurched away, stabilizers flaring. Their cargo section, however, tilted into nothingness, plunging toward the fog-shrouded river gorge below. Isadora clutched Roran's arm, cold air ripping past. He braced one boot on a twisted strut, free hand groping for anything solid. Carmine grappled a roof beam, revolver lost to the void. Silas, still pinned, screamed. Time slowed, wolf instinct surged. Roran spotted a dangling hydraulic cable bolted near the bay door. If they could swing across the imploding chassis, they might leap to an outcropping jutting from the cliff wall. He met Isadora's eyes. No words, only shared calculation. She nodded once. Roran sliced the cable, sparks showered. He wrapped it around his forearm, hauled Isadora against his chest. Carmine locked arms with Silas, clinging to Roran's belt loop. The carrier's weightless descent began. Metal groaned, air howled. Heartbeats from impact, Roran bellowed, now and kicked off. The cable snapped taut, slingshotting them through cavernous mist toward jagged rock. Gravity tore at limbs, wind became a roar inside skulls. Below, the shattered rig spiraled toward oblivion. They slammed into the outcropping, bones jarred, fingers scraping granite. Roran's claws punched deep, anchoring them. Carmine hauled Silas up. Isadora's swords clattered down the cliff. Dust choked throats. Behind them, the mangled rig exploded on river boulders, a bloom of fire painting night gold. Shock waves reverberated through the gorge. When silence returned, only rasping breaths remained. Above, drones strafed the cliff top, sensors unable to penetrate sheer stone. For the moment, they were ghosts again. Isadora pressed trembling fingers to Roran's chest, feeling his heart race twin to hers. Absurd laughter bubbled in her throat, part terror, part relief. "Remind me," she gasped, "why I followed you back into this war." Roran managed a grin, blood streaking his temple. "Because destiny doesn't scare you. Only losing yourself does." She inhaled, catching the scent of pine sap and burning wreckage, a strange brew of danger and rebirth. Beneath it all lingered something older, the inexorable pull of two souls orbiting the same star, no matter how fractured the sky. Above them, searchlights prowled, failing to see the fugitives clinging like ivy to stone. But the moon, witness to their descent, bathed them in argent promise. Far across the valley, freight horns wailed, iron echo of the skybound Zephyr, the last bullet train still running west. Their next lifeline. Isadora lifted her gaze, eyes alight with defiance. "We aren't broken glass, Roran. We're mosaic, sharp pieces remade into something stronger." Roran squeezed her hand. "Then let's finish the picture." They began the perilous climb toward ridgetop forest, knowing dawn would bring new hunters, fresh betrayals, and unforgotten ghosts. Yet tucked inside Roran's bracer, the shard pulsed brighter, its secrets eager to shatter kingdoms and set crowns ablaze in righteous shadow. Tempests brewed beneath the dawn as Isadora, Roran, Carmine, and a chastened Silas crested the ridge, breath frosting in the thin mountain air. Below, hidden by titanic pines, the skybound Zephyr slithered along twin rails like a silver serpent, its mag cars humming with promise. The ultra-fast line had survived the civil collapse thanks to automated AI conductors and a labyrinth of barter agreements. Now it ferried refugees, black market cargo, and, if luck held, the last hope of a fallen crown. Carmine knelt beside a weathercracked service console near the track. "Rail sensors will flag any wolf aura," she warned, prying open the panel with a vibra knife. "We spoof the manifest and mask sent signatures, or we're toast." Roran-eyed Silas, still bound but cooperative. "Think you can run the spoof?" Silas pushed sweat-clumped hair from his face. I embedded false manifests for the syndicate all year. Give me a minute. His nimble fingers danced across corroded circuits, rerouting biometric checkpoints. A green glyph winked, access granted. The Zephyr's doors hissed open. Inside, the mag car was a dim cathedral of chrome and flickering holoads. Rows of reclined sleeper pods lined the aisle, many occupied by dozing passengers clutching relics of ruined lives. Synthetic lavender permeated recycled air, a corporate attempt at calm that only heightened Isadora's nerves. They slipped into an unclaimed cabin. Four bunks, table, privacy hollow curtain. As Carmine sealed the door and jammed its lock, Roran watched spiraling cloud banks whip past the viewport. Each kilometer drew them closer to Chicago and the Conclave, and if rumors held, to the seat of the Regent's newest throne. Isadora sank onto a bunk, massaging bruised palms. The cabin's muted blue light softened her weary features, and something in Roran's chest pulled taut. Memories flickered, her laugh echoing against palace vaulting, her steady hand guiding treaty quills. Now fractured kingdoms and accusing ghosts crowded every heartbeat between them. Rest, he urged. You've carried enough night on your shoulders. She managed a wan smile. Night's lighter than regret. Silence stretched until Carmine cleared her throat. I need a head count of allies once we hit Union Station. The Conclave has its share of snakes. Roran opened the bracer, revealing the shard's swirling holofield. Allies or not, the data will speak. High Chancellor Imani founded the Conclave on oath-bound neutrality. She'll hear us. Isadora's gaze lingered on the holograms, council ledgers, forensic audits, a single voice recording encoded with Lunacrest inflections. The timbre chilled her blood. It was her uncle, Senator Alaric Hayes, speaking 8 weeks before the coup, arranging clandestine weapons shipments to proxy zealots. Her breath caught. Family blood and royal betrayal. Shame coiled like barbed wire. She forced words past a tightening throat. If this evidence spreads, my house falls with the Regents. Roran knelt, eyes gentle. A kingdom rebuilt on lies isn't worth saving. Truth cleanses, then crowns anew. Before she could answer, the cabin lights flickered crimson. An automated voice chimed, security sweep commencing. Please remain in designated quarters. Carmine cursed. Sentinel drones run surprise sweeps on this line. Silas, cloak protocols? Silas paled. EMP tags on every carriage. They'll disable spoofed manifests. Hollow curtain fluttered as ceiling vents deployed needle-skinned orbs. Microdrones buzzed, casting scanning lasers. Isadora's sigil flared, but the orbs recalibrated, detecting energy anomalies. One orb fixed on Roran's bracer. Alert rune ignited scarlet. Isadora leapt, snatching the orb mid-air, crushing its chassis. Sparks spat across carpet. An alarm klaxon roared. Roran exploded into motion. He ripped the door open, finding two armored marshals hustling down the corridor. Without lethal force or explicit violence, they had seconds. He feinted left, drawing taser fire, then crashed the right marshal into a glass panel, shattering it into glittering shards. Carmine zeroed her revolver on the other, firing a non-lethal shock round that dropped the woman twitching. Passengers screamed, doors slammed. Overhead, the AI conductor demanded surrender. The train decelerated. Silas ducked into the corridor, prying a floor grate. Maintenance crawlspace leads to engine car. Override there can lock security AI. Isadora nodded. Go. We'll follow. Through low shafts smelling of ozone and lubricant, they crawled until the grate opened beside superconducting coils vibrating like thunder. A dais of holoscreens floated above. The security AI avatar of a porcelain child glitched as Silas sliced code. Cameras blinked offline, lockdown disengaged. But victory evaporated when a metallic groan shuddered through the hull. A projectile pod slammed onto roof plating, sentinel boarding capsule. Grappling talons anchored. Isadora's wolf senses lit, 8 combat heartbeats descending. Carmine barked, fall back to cargo hold. Less civilians, more cover. They sprinted aft, weaving between pods and frightened passengers. In the freight car, towering crates of contraband cast jagged shadows. A skylight panel blew inward, sentinels rappelled. Roran snarled, Half shifting, muscles surged, claws erupting. He tackled the first soldier, harness severed, sending them both crashing into supply drums. Isadora flipped a crate lid, revealing vials of pressurized nightshade gas, illegal for war. She hurled two canisters, then activated her mask rune. Lavender toxin billowed, blinding troops. Amid chaos, a lone sentinel strode unerringly through the cloud, respirator gleaming chrome. He removed his visor, revealing Senator Alaric. Isadora's pulse imploded. Uncle? Alaric's eyes glowed citron, tainted by serum. Niece, hand over the shard and walk away. The region offers clemency for Lunacrest blood, if it kneels. Roran interposed, chest heaving. You framed me. Murdered your own council? Alaric's smile was spider silk. The kingdom needed order. Wolves at men's throats breeds chaos. My alliance with Regent Scry ensures survival. Isadora shook, twin knives poised. Survival without honor is rot. Stand down. Alaric leveled a sonic disruptor. You choose exile over dynasty? Foolish cub. A shot rang. Carmine's bullet shattered the disruptor. Alaric stumbled. Roran pounced. But the corrupt senator slammed an emergency hatch, isolating them with a force field. Alaric seized Isadora's wrist through shimmering energy, injecting a microtracker beneath her skin. You'll lead me to Chicago, whether you betray me or not, he hissed. Then backflipped through a skylight where a retrieval drone hoisted him skyward. The force field collapsed. Air screamed into the night. Isadora clutched her wrist, nausea rising. Carmine hauled the hatch shut and resealed cabin pressure. Roran pulled Isadora close. Are you hurt? Only my soul, she whispered, panic fracturing calm. He can trace me now. We're compromised. Carmine scanned the tracker's biosignature with a wrist scanner. Failsafe. If we cut it, it triggers a distress ping. Best option is burying it in electromagnetic noise until we reach the conclave shielded zone. Silas returned, eyes round. Control cars clear, but AI demands authority override to resume full speed. Roran faced Isadora. Your Lunacrest blood could grant access codes. She nodded, voice trembling but resolute. Then let my lineage be shield, not sword. Minutes later, in the conductor's glass-walled sanctum, she placed her palm on an archaic wolf-etched sigil plate. Jean Crip's word, rails hummed. The Zephyr surged forward, pulling 6 Gs, rattling storage bins. Hollow screens displayed new course, nonstop to Chicago, ETA 4 hours. But an urgent alert overlaid the route. Scry air cruisers converging ahead, establishing a blockade. Roran's jaw set. They'll stop the train before we breach city shields. Isadora inhaled, feeling the tracker throb beneath her skin. Then we leave the tracks. She tapped the route schematic. There was a derelict spur veering into subterranean maintenance tunnels beneath downtown. Manual decouple mid-switch. We take the shard through the old mines on foot. Carmine grinned. Wolves and smugglers love caves. Let's wreck some rails. Silas paled. Performing that maneuver at 500 kilometers per hour is suicide. Roran clasped his shoulder. After tonight, Death and I are on first name terms. Stay behind if you choose. Silas swallowed. Better to die for tomorrow than live in shackles. I'm in. They programmed the spur switch, then braced as the Zephyr roared into twilight plains. Outside, twin cruisers swooped, firing EMP lances that sizzled against adaptive shields. Sparks cascaded like silver rain. Isadora readied the manual decoupler lever. Her fingers trembled, not from fear, but from the tectonic shift inside her heart. Betrayal of bloodline, acceptance of truth, the fragile exhale of hope. She glanced at Roran, whose amber gaze mirrored unwavering trust. The final kilometer thundered past. Alarms blared. She counted beats with warrior's calm. 3, 2, 1. She yanked the lever. Mid-scream of tortured metal, the rear 3 cars, freight and their cabin, vaulted onto the maintenance spur, inertia flinging everyone sideways. Sparks geysered from mag clamps. Power conduits ruptured in arcs of blue fire. The dismembered section rocketed into the mouth of an unlit tunnel as the main Zephyr barreled onward, bait for the cruiser's wrath. Inside the runaway fragment, lights died. Only emergency strobes painted faces in hellish red. Steel groaned, decelerating on grav pads until it slid to jarring halt deep underground. Silence descended, broken by the drip of condensation and distant rumble of collapsing earthworks. Somewhere above, cruisers exploded against decoy flares. Alarms faded to echoes. Carmine cracked a glow rod, illuminating ancient stone buttresses and rust vein support beams. "Welcome to the forgotten veins of America," she muttered. Isadora pressed fingers to the tracker, no signal in this iron-rich nexus. Relief trembled through her. Roran opened a service hatch leading deeper. "Chicago's shielded perimeter is 15 clicks north along these tunnels. We move before Scry deploys seeker drones." Silas hefted a fallen rifle, nodding. Carmine holstered pistols with a smirk. "Let's carve our names in legend." Isadora stared into the unlit corridor, sensing history converge on this subterranean passage. Love reborn, kingdoms rebelling, blood debts demanding redemption. She reached for Roran's hand. "Together," she said. He squeezed back, pulsed a steady drum of resolve. They stepped into the dark, unaware that miles ahead, something older than Crown or Coup waited in the blackness, an entity bound to Lunacrest oaths, eager to judge the worth of shattered heirs and fallen alphas alike. Behind them, the tunnel mouth collapsed under time charges Alaric had left, severing retreat, sealing destiny. The echo of crumbling rock swallowed their path and filled the underground world with yawning void. Labyrinths of echoing passageways stretched before the fugitives, carved by forgotten miners and reinforced with antique steel that groaned under centuries of weight. Rail sleepers lay half buried in silt, and mineral-rich water dripped onto broken lanterns, painting everything in rust-veined mosaics of red and gold. In the glowrod's sickly halo, Isadora led the file, her Lunacrest sigil pulsing against the dark like a gilt-forged star. Behind her paced Roran, shoulders squared against invisible threats, Carmine scanning flanks with revolvers drawn, and Silas clutching the liberated rifle as though it held all his repentant prayers. Every step farther from daylight tightened the air, until breath felt like pulling thread through a needle eye. Yet purpose thrust them on. Reach Union Station's shielded oubliette, present the shard, expose the coup. Above ground, Scry cruisers still circled, reading only silence, Isadora's tracker muted by the iron that now hemmed them in like a curse. Miles passed beneath boots. The glow rod sputtered. Carmine cracked a second tube, revealing petroglyphs hammered into sheer rock, concentric moons devoured by a stylized wolf's maw. Roran brushed moss from the carving, goose flesh prickling. "These aren't minor marks. They are sanctum wards," Isadora swallowed. "Legend says Lunacrest founders made pacts with the Eidolon wolf, an ancient spirit that guards blood oaths. If we've strayed into its domain," a thunderous growl vibrated through the stone, low enough to rattle teeth. Dust rained from support beams. Distant rails sang with metallic resonance like giant harp strings. Silas's eyes widened. "What in every broken hell was that?" Carmine cocked her pistol. "Something older than locomotives." The tunnel widened into a ribbed vault where stalactites hung like fanged chandeliers. At its center rose a dais of obsidian, veined in molten silver. Upon it perched a colossal wolf statue forged of overlapping iron plates. Except the statue exhaled mist, its amber gaze tracking their approach. Heartbeats froze. The iron wolf spoke without moving jaws, voice reverberating inside bone marrow. "Blood of Lunacrest. Fallen Crown. Traitor marked by regret. Why trespass the Eidolon sanctum?" Isadora stepped forward despite trembling knees. "We seek redemption for a kingdom poisoned by deceit. I am Isadora Hayes, sworn to truth above lineage. Judge me if you must, but first hear the proof." She produced the crystalline shard. Its holograms flickered, painting corruption across the cavern walls. Roran bowed his head. "I was framed for treason. This evidence absolves me and damns the true conspirators. We ask passage to reveal it." Steam hissed between the wolf's metal plates. Truth carries price. Treachery fed on family roots. Lunacrest blood watered the poison tree. Only a blood tithe may unlock the path. A razor-edged tail unfurled, pointing to three iron chalices seated on the dais, each etched with runic crescent moons. One vessel for each bearer of guilt, the spirit intoned. Fill with heartborn memory, regret that forged your destiny. Spill it, and the labyrinth opens. Refuse, and labyrinth becomes tomb. Carmine raised an eyebrow. My guilt? I'm no royal. The wolf's eyes burned. You sold pain for coin. Shadows of red, mesa wail in your wake. Carmine's bravado faltered. She holstered her revolvers, jaw tight. Fine. Let's bleed. Isadora approached the first chalice. Blade trembling, she sliced her palm. Silverlace blood dripped, sizzling on contact. Memory flashed. Young Isadora defying her mother's warnings to trust Uncle Alaric, signing him as emissary to the Wolf Senate. The fateful choice that opened palace gates to betrayal. Her knees buckled, Roran steadied her. Carmine stepped next. She recalled the night she abandoned Red Mesa survivors to an approaching Scry patrol in order to save her smuggling crew. Telling herself sacrifice was arithmetic. Tears tracked grime as blood hit iron, sparking tiny blue flames. Roran hesitated over the final chalice. His regret cut deeper than exile. The morning before the coup, he had uncovered council irregularities, but delayed confronting Alaric, choosing instead to meet Isadora by the Seaward Gardens. 10 minutes of stolen bliss had cost hundreds of lives. He carved a shallow line across his forearm. Golden wolf blood flowed, mingling with remorse until the chalice glowed. Silas started toward the dais, confusion wrinkling his brow. What about me? The Eidolon's gaze softened, strangely paternal. Not your reckoning, young sparrow. Yours lies above with the sister you cherish. With the third chalice filled, a tremor shuddered through stone. The Iron Wolf bowed. Obsidian floor plates rotated, forming a spiral stair plunging into lightless depths. Dead acknowledged. Path granted. Carry truth to its crucible. Isadora bound her hand, voice hoarse. Thank you. But the spirit's glow flickered crimson. Beware. The crown's fracture runs deeper than shards. Final revelation waits below, and hearts may shatter anew. The statue solidified, eyes dimming. They descended, air growing colder, tunnel narrowing to a throat of basalt. Bioluminescent lichens traced constellations on walls, casting ghost green halos. Silas whispered, feels like walking inside time's fossil. Hours blurred into a dream of fatigue. At last, the passage disgorged them onto a subterranean rail hub larger than any cathedral. Here, tides of magma once powered turbines. Now, crimson rivers glowed beneath grates. Center stage stood a rust-caked elevator caged the size of a freight car, its control panel humming with dormant runes. Roran examined schematics carved on a corroded plaque. Elevator ascends to midway power spire, inside Chicago's city shield. Carmine smirked. One ride, and we're beneath conclave hallways. Piece of cake. Silas keyed the lever. Gears shrieked, but caught. The cage jolted upward along screeching rails, drawn by counterweights into darkness. Below, lava flickered like dying stars. Midway up the shaft, the elevator shuddered to a halt. Sparks cascaded. Warning runes blinked, weight overload. Carmine cursed. Counterweight stuck. Isadora glanced at the panel. Override required manual release on maintenance gantry above. Roran eyed the narrow ladder rungs riveted to the shaft wall. I'll fix it. He climbed, muscles burning, until he reached the cog-jammed pulley. As he pried slag from gears, a hiss split the gloom. An old service duct burst open below. Fetid air whooshed. From it poured sleek black drones, scry mantabots, their rotors whisper quiet, sonar pings hunting heat. Alaric had anticipated the sanctum's escape route. Silas shouted, Roran. We've got company. Mantabots strafed the cage, firing taser darts. Carmine returned fire, bullets deflecting off carapace alloy. Isadora drew remaining nightshade canisters, tossing them into rotor tunnels. Two drones spiraled, crashing into magma. But more swarmed. Roran ripped the jammed pin free, counterweights lurched, but a stray dart struck his shoulder. Muscle spasmed, he lost grip. For one harrowing second, he dangled by fingertips above black depth. Isadora screamed his name, heart fracturing anew. He managed to hook an elbow over a rung, vision swimming. With a roar, he slammed the override lever. Gears clanked. Elevator jerked upward again. But the price of success loomed below. Dozens of Mantabots locked on Roran's heat signature, jetting up the shaft. "Jump!" Carmine yelled. "I'll catch you." Roran gauged distance, 5 meters of cold void until the cage roof. His arm burned, venom from taser's searing nerves. Drones closed, talons ready. He inhaled primal strength, then leapt. Time dilated. Isadora lunged, gripping his wrists. Carmine grabbed his belt. For a heartbeat trio, gravity became negotiable. Then his boots slammed the roof, knees buckling but solid. The cage doors clanged shut as they rolled inside. Silas mashed the emergency seal. Blast shutters slammed, slicing drones in half. Sparks rained like meteor showers into the abyss. Roran staggered, lightning pain radiating through chest. Isadora pressed her forehead to his, blood-warming lean cheeks. "Don't you dare die before we clear our names." A weak grin. "Plan on wearing a crown again. Hard to do that dead." The cage breached a corroded iron hatch. Daylight spilled through cracks. They emerged onto a derelict platform half-submerged beneath Chicago's lower loop, just beyond the conclave-shielded perimeter. Sirens echoed above. Towers loomed like jagged blessings. But triumph died as a voice amplified by speakers filled the cavern. "Welcome home, Wolf Prince." Floodlights ignited across catwalks, revealing an entire Sentinel Brigade in tiered formation. At their center, clad in obsidian armor gilded with Lunacrest sigils, stood Uncle Alaric, flanked by Regent Scry's crimson-robed inquisitors. Alaric raised a gauntlet hand. "Step forward, Isadora, and surrender the shard." "The Conclave sits empty, its members detained under emergency edict. I rule now, Regent in all but name, and your testimony is obsolete." Carmine whispered. He moved faster than prophecy. Isadora felt the tracker beneath her skin flare hot. Alaric reactivated it within shield range. Betrayal stung anew. Roran barred her path, claws extended. "You'll cross my corpse first." Alaric smirked. "If that is the tax. But know this, pup. The Eidolon spirits bow to true Lunacrest heirs, and I am the eldest surviving patriarch. The crown, the pax, the human senate, they answer to me." He spread arms as sentinels leveled rifles. "Your rebellion ends in ashes." Isadora stepped beside Roran, drawing her blades with a hiss. "Then let ashes become soil for a better kingdom." Silas loaded his rifle, shaking but resolute. Carmine kissed a bullet, chambered it. Alaric's eyes blazed. "Fire." The first volley ripped the air, a deafening hail of kinetic rounds hurtling toward the small band standing defiant atop the platform. And as metal and destiny collided mid-flight, the world hung suspended on the precipice of ultimate reckoning. Citadels crumble or ascend in the span of a breath, and for a single frozen heartbeat that breath belonged to Isadora, blade poised while rifle fire streaked toward her band like shards of midnight. Yet the bullets never met flesh. A roar of spectral wind surged from the tunnel maw behind them, and the Eidolon wolf materialized in argent silhouette, its iron chest blooming with runic light. The projectile struck an unseen barrier and disintegrated into harmless embers that drifted to the platform floor. Gasps rippled through the sentinel ranks. Even Uncle Alaric faltered, visor lens flickering. "Impossible," he hissed. "The sanctum's guardian cannot leave its lair." The spirit's eyes flared. "Oaths broken unbind old chains. Where Lunacrest blood seeks truth, I follow." Its voice thundered across catwalks. "Stand aside, usurper, or face judgment." Alaric's pride curdled to fury. He injected a midnight blue serum into his veins. Armor plates split as coarse fur erupted, limbs distorting until he towered above his soldiers, half wolf, half man, wholly consumed by ambition. "Then judge this," he snarled, lunging. Roran met the charge. Claws raked steel, sparks cascading as Alpha clashed with corrupted kin. The platform shuddered under titanic blows, but each slash of Alaric's warped talons flung venomous shards that sizzled where they landed. Sentinels scattered, fearing friendly fire. Isadora dashed through the chaos toward the central power conduit, a glowing column that fed Chicago's city shield. If she could broadcast the shards' data across the grid, every terminal from the loop to the Great Lakes would witness the coup. Carmine laid suppressive fire, driving back riflemen. Silas peeled left, targeting jammer nodes with precise bursts. Mid-melee, Roran faltered, Alaric's toxins seeping through gashes. The corrupted Alpha gripped his throat. "Your reign ends where mine begins." He squeezed until a gunshot rang. Carmine's Kiss bullet pierced a hydraulic line overhead, scalding steam jetted down, forcing Alaric to drop Roran and shield his eyes. Roran rolled free, but his vision blurred. The Eidolon wolf advanced, tail like a scythe. "Last chance," Child agreed. Alaric only laughed, eyes feral. "Spare the sermon, ghost." He hurled a sonic grenade toward Isadora's position. Silas, heart hammering, sprinted. He caught the grenade mid-arc, cradling it to his chest. For a blink, fear warred with devotion. Then he dove off the catwalk into the residential maintenance, some far below. The blast flashed white, muffled by depth. Silence followed. "Silas," Isadora's cry cracked. Carmine's face hardened. "Pain later, battle now." She emptied both revolvers, dropping two sentinels before ducking behind a conduit. Isadora, tears brimming, reached the power column. She slammed the shard into an interface port. Holograms cascaded across the chamber. Ledgers, assassination orders, video confessions. Citywide sirens blared as emergency feeds hijacked public displays. Citizens above would now witness the truth in real time. Alaric roared, realizing control slipping. He charged toward her, but the Eidolon wolf intercepted, locking jaws on his corrupted arm. Metal and flesh screeched. Roran, wounded yet resolute, seized the moment. He tore free his severed sentinel shield, used it as sled down a railing, and slammed full force into Alaric, driving Uncle and Spirit onto a maintenance gantry over the shield reactor's glowing heart. There, amid swirling energy, ancestral runes on Alaric's armor blazed, then shattered like glass, revealing falsified lineage sigils beneath. The Eidolon spoke softly now, grief-tinged, not eldest heir, but orphan of envy who forged his name in stolen blood. Shock rippled through surviving sentinels. Rifles lowered as the lie exposed their loyalties rot. Isadora climbed the gantry, meeting her uncle's gaze. "It was never the crown you wanted, but the power to fill your emptiness. Let it end." For the first time, doubt flickered behind Alaric's golden eyes. Tainted serum fought truth, muscles trembling. I tried to save our people from chaos." "By becoming the chaos," she answered, extending a hand. "Not of forgiveness yet, but of choice." Rage quaked, then cracked. Alaric's form shrank, fur receding, armor clattering off. Sobs shuddered through him as he collapsed at the gantry edge. Below, the reactor pulsed like a living star. "Your fate is yours," the Eidolon declared. "Choose exile and seek atonement, or leap into oblivion's mercy." Alaric stared into the light, tears mingling with steam. Wordless, he removed the tracker injector, placed it in Isadora's palm, and stepped back, falling silently into the reactor's luminescence. Light swallowed him, flaring once, then settling into steady glow. Isadora bowed her head. Grief, relief, and sorrow braided within. Across the platform, sentinels knelt, weapons laid down. They had seen the broadcast. Carmine cuffed ranking officers, snarling, "Chicago law holds traitors today." Roran limped to Isadora, wounds knitting slowly. "The kingdom's yours now," he murmured. "True Lunacrest heir." She looked at the toppled rifles, the frightened soldiers, the flickering feeds of citizens cheering or weeping above. "Ours," she corrected. "No lone throne. A council, human and shifter, guided by open law." Roran's smile was soft. "Lead it and I'll guard its borders." Carmine approached, flicking blood from her duster. "And smugglers become couriers of justice. Pays better anyway." Isadora clasped her forearm. "You'll get your pardon and purpose." Footsteps echoed. Silas emerged from a maintenance hatch, bruised, soot streaked, but breathing. Cheers erupted from the freed sentinels, sacrifice repaid in life. Hours later, under the vaulted glass of Union Station's Grand Hall, the Conclave elders, released by the uprising, ratified emergency accords broadcast to every device in the divided nation. Isadora and Roran signed side by side, the Eidolon's spectral presence shimmering at their backs like living heraldry. Outside, dawn-crested Lake Michigan, gilding skyscraper scars with molten gold. On the station steps, Isadora paused, inhaling crisp air alive with distant sirens of celebration, not alarm. She turned to Roran. What now? He brushed a cold-tipped lock from her brow. Now we rebuild, not as Alpha and Queen, but as partners of a world reborn. Carmine whistled from an armored jeep, engine rumbling. Roads clear, Royals. Shall we ride? Isadora entwined fingers with Roran's. Together they descended the marble stairs into the sunlight where citizens, human and wolf alike, gathered to witness the first promise of unity. High above, the city's massive hollow billboards flickered, replacing images of war with a single crest, a broken crown reforged around a half moon and crossed swords, symbol of a kingdom redeemed. The crowd's roar rolled across streets, washed over the harbor, and broke upon the horizon of new dawn.